You are listening to Eye on the Valley with Surjeet and Ali. I'm Ali Laube, and you just heard our interview with Ward Draper, founder of the 5 and 2 Ministries in Abbotsford. Draper's day-to-day may not have changed drastically when the pandemic hit, but Jennifer McEwen's did. As the executive director for the Downtown Abbotsford Business Association, she saw business owners thrown into crisis when the public health orders demanded that they close their doors. Many of them moved online, but heading into the holiday season, she says Valley residents should be shopping local and staying in the loop about what their community and economy needs. Here is our conversation.
You know that Amazon is taking a big bite these days of any business. How has Amazon or Walmart being online affected your small business way of competing?
I don't have any metrics on that. I don't have any data on that. All I can say is that, you're aware of the ABCC, the Abbotsford Business Community Coalition that was developed, and that was in March, Katarina from the Chamber and I were talking about our members. And within a couple of days, we got 12 stakeholders and the community together. And you'll understand where I'm going with this in a sec. But so those 12 stakeholders, within 2 days, we were all meeting and all understanding our efforts together to help with the impact of COVID. Within those members of the coalition, we had huge marketing stakeholders. So we had Abbey News, we had a different radio station, we had FICBA, we had the Chamber, we had UFV, we had airport. So all these stakeholders got together. And what we decided that there was two phases and two ways that we were going to assist members or assist people in the business community of Abbotsford, I should say. One was through the grant process to try to find some money to provide businesses for that immediate relief, because what we were hearing that they weren't able to pay for their next month's rent. And then the other aspect of it was marketing. So we identified that, yes, Amazon out there is going to be the immediate reflexive type of shopping that we're going to see out there. So we wanted to be able to, I guess, compete in a way. We have to compete. I call it the big A and the little A. So we got big Amazon, and then we got little Abbotsford here that, you know, and I just call it little only because it's local. Yeah. And so that marketing campaign, hashtag what locals do, was huge, focused on shopping local so that we were able to message out there to support and shop local. That was our way that we could try and combat that.
The Downtown Business Association does certain events every year.
Yes.
Pretty famous for, like the Berry Festival or the Christmas tree lighting in the downtown. How has COVID-19 affected those yearly traditions that Abbotsford loves to have you guys be a part of?
Well, we love to do them, that's for sure. And we do recognize that they are huge city events that our community loves. We would normally start our Berry Fest preparation in January. So come March, we were definitely seeing that the writing was on the wall that we weren't going to be able to do that. So we tried to think of different kind of creative ways, you know, and people have done these drive-through events. We were trying to think about that. And it really, we ended up with an online kind of market where we were celebrating, you know, the Berry Festival, but it really wasn't the same, obviously. And we just simply look forward to being able to bring them back again. The Winter Jubilee, again, we start 6 months to a year ahead in prepping for that. And so this year we've gone a COVID-friendly tree in the downtown. There was no huge kind of kickoff as far as the tree lighting is concerned. We normally have Santa lighting the tree, but this year the ADBA invested a fair amount of money on this tech system that when you go down to the base of the tree, you and your family can go down. We just want to promote small bubble groups, and you can clap, sing, play an instrument, and the lights on the tree will react to you. So it was a little bit of a COVID idea to bring a focus to the traditional tree lighting without being able to do it.
That's wonderful. What would you tell the provincial government your Downtown Business Association needs for extra help to get through this pandemic?
Our provincial government needs to ante up more, for sure. I think federal government has been really, really focused on trying and billions of dollars, and it's been great. And we are grateful for that, because as I mentioned, 85% of them have tapped into it. But I think additionally, our provincial government, I think, could have provided more.
Yeah.
I would like to see them provide more, because this is not going away. It's not going away soon. We have, I'm assuming, based on what I know, and it's just my opinion, that we have another 6 months of slow time. So I believe that the provincial government could be doing something more at this point.
Just listening to you talk about what you do and the kind of work that's important to the ADBA, it seems like community and connection is like really central. Mm-hmm. And
it is.
I want to ask about something that happened this year where there was some conflict in the community, and your organization was sort of like tangentially involved in it. So the ADBA was criticized for deleting a controversial comment by a local restaurant, Tanglewood, on Instagram earlier this year, and members of the public wanted to know why it was deleted instead of being responded to. I'm wondering, what did the organization learn from that incident? Now looking back.
Yeah, I think we learned a lot from that incident. And, you know, initially when the comment was deleted, it was just an immediate reaction to perhaps the language. What we've really taken away from that is that the Abbotsford Downtown Business Association is now understands our community, what we need to do to make things better. There's always opportunity to learn. We are now taking diversity as our social platform that we would like to work upon as a community. I'd like to be able to offer resources to our businesses. So we're working, we actually have developed a diversity committee that will be looking at the policies, and that will be the foundation of our organization. And we're going to be looking at resources for our businesses to just promote diversity and inclusivity in our area. Out of negative things, some things can be positive. And I think that that was an unfortunate incident. Understanding the social media world is an ongoing thing.
Yes.
And so I think that was just the miss there is, but out of that, I've reached out to Black Connections. We've reached out to RAN at UFV. I've reached out to Archway. We continually are offering our staff diversity workshops. So these are things that are important to be done no matter what. And I think that just that incident has just instigated that in a positive way.
Yeah, thank you so much for that thoughtful answer. That makes sense considering the climate we've seen this year, just across, you know, across North America. Taking these instances of conflict as an opportunity to learn, to reflect, to grow.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. I'm also wondering, you mentioned this committee that was created. How many people are on it and who's on it?
So far, we've just started started getting volunteers for that. We've asked Archway to be there. I have Johannes Van Brommel Van Vloten from Old Hand. He is very interested in being on the committee. And we've just put out a call out for more members. We'd like to have at least five or six. Usually five or six works well for our committees. So I look forward to working with them.
Cool. So it's still in progress, really. Just
yes, it's putting in progress. It together. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. You said the foundation of the organization is going to be this almost mandate of inclusivity and diversity, or how?
Yeah, you know, I think where what the train of thought there is that you really need to incorporate into the vision and the mission and everything of your organization first. You need to incorporate those policies there, those ideas first. And then after you've got the foundation idea of where you're going, then you can build all the structures on top of that. So really, we're just looking at making sure that our vision and mission reflect diversity and inclusivity.
Thank you for joining us, and stay safe and good luck
with
everything you guys do.
Anytime.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley with Surjit and Ali here on CIVL 101.7. We'll be posting these 45-minute episodes once per week with occasional special episodes. To keep up with us, visit civl.ca or canada-info.ca.